This podcast is a presentation of University of California Television. Like what you hear? Consider making a donation at uctv.tv/donate so we can continue to bring you more great programs.
Hip fractures are really, really bad. And I think people know that it's bad because, oh my God, you got to go to the hospital, you have to get a surgery. But these are actually outcomes based on thousands of patient experience, you know, thousands of patients who've had one. And I just want to read through them. So 50% of people who have one fracture will have another one. So you're at high risk. If you get one hip fracture, you're at big risk for getting another one. 33% in the following year will end up in a nursing home. 40% won't be able to walk independently. You might need a cane or a walker. 60% still require some assistance a year later. And this is the one that I think doesn't get very recognized. In the first year after a hip fracture, about 1 in 4 people won't survive the first year after a hip fracture. So it's really devastating. People say, why? It's just a bone. It can't be that bad. But when you get a hip fracture, you end up in the hospital. You're usually laid out for anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks, completely flat. And then, you know, bad things happen in the hospital. People get pneumonia. People get, it's a stress on the body. They get atrial fibrillation. They get other, you know, heart attacks and strokes, and they have to go through major surgery. And so there's just a lot of things that happen all at once. And it's not even just the time in the hospital, it's then being in a rehab and everything else that really, really causes lots of problems. So we try and avoid these, understandably, as much as possible.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.